What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Having a great day already, Greg. Great weekend last weekend. This weekend will be better. We're playing that football championship again, right?
No, we won it last weekend, and that's why you had a great weekend.
Hell yeah.
And then now it's just done.
Hell yeah.
It's over. How do you feel being a champion? How do you feel being the mascot of a championship team?
Yo, man, we couldn't have asked for a better game than that. And I'm very proud of the team, very proud of the community for coming together and just murking those Glacier boys, just murdering them. Wasn't even close, Andy.
I had no worries the whole time.
That's the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globetrotting, headshotting, nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
Y'all were worried at any point?
First half I was pretty concerned. Hair out in the first half. Yeah, I was pretty unhappy about that first half.
I felt so relieved just the whole time. I felt just so calm and centered.
Wow.
I just foresaw that we would come back after being down 20 points or whatever.
Yeah, you know, just bounce right back from it. No problem.
Pretty big deficit. Yeah, I was kind of worried. Yeah.
But then you have to remember the Glacier boys are terrible. So it was just easy. You know what I mean? They're so bad. Anybody who puts on that jersey, it's like, you know, it's a debuff. You get on there at negative 10 to perception. They don't know what the hell's going on. Yeah, they got nothing going on over there. And of course, rounding out the quartet, he's Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the verified one at Tim Geddes. Hello, Tim.
Hello. I love Andy's hair right now. No
full screen
hair should have that much power. Like, there's like, not only is there volume going on, but there's like volume on top of volume. Like, we're getting some like little PowerPoints going out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm appreciating it very much. How do you feel, Andy? How does it feel to have that much power?
It's me trying to do like a Steppenwolf armor vibe right now in my head, you know?
Yeah. Like, I wish. Same sound.
I wish it could animate. Yes. A little clutter. Yeah. The little like. What a nice sound effect that was, by the way. It just sounded like good ASMR to hear the. Like the little metal pieces. Sounds good, man.
It's good.
Steppenwolf, come be in my room. Just stand next to me.
Steppy, baby.
I mean, I'll look around right now and try to find you a Steppenwolf cardboard cutout if you want to put in your room.
No, totally fine.
I'm on it. Don't worry.
Would they have made one?
No.
Would they have made one of that particular one? Because it never hit theaters, right? You're going to have to wait like 2 months for when it comes to theaters.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Something tells me they never made a Steppenwolf cardboard cutout from the one from the first movie either.
Yeah.
Probably not. Yeah,
you know, maybe Batman. Maybe Wonder Woman. Well, maybe Superman.
For sure. I'm looking right now at the Warner Brothers shop. There's definitely a Justice League cyborg cutout here.
Yeah. Okay.
My favorite character.
Tim, you have to remember, of course, when the original Justice League came out, we had the cutout of all four of them, five of them, standing on the fucking dam in Verdansk or wherever that last level was.
God. And
they're
just the
out.
Misinformation in this podcast already.
How many of them are there?
Oh my God.
I can't remember if Superman was with him at that point or if it was like, I'm off to save some kids in a car.
You know what? Yeah, the comments are right. Yeah.
The comments are right.
Yeah.
No. We are fucking idiots.
Not me. Now, Andy, they got a big old Zack Snyder's Justice League McFarlane DC Multiverse Steppenwolf 10-inch mega action figure.
How many more words are in that thing? Jesus Christ.
Oh, now hold on a second. I got a Gear Human 3D Steppenwolf New Gods Justice League t-shirt, hoodie, apparel, long sleeve, 3XL. You can have the armor. That's what it looks like. This is marked down. This is $38 marked down from $70. I don't think we cannot order it for you.
Where is this? What website are you on?
I was on google.com, and this is what the shopping results are. Now I'm on some weird site. I don't know if I should get
those
more credit
are definitely card. Not legitimate.
Kevin, I just sent it to you.
Licensed apparel.
I just sent it to you.
It's 3XL.
Well, I mean, you're like, you gotta start somewhere.
You're gonna get me a hoodie of like Steppenwolf and Thanos, like shaking hands or some dumb bullshit.
Oh, God, with like
Jesus
Game of Thrones font.
Mother of God, this is the ugliest looking thing I've seen in a long time.
I'm excited.
Oh God.
Yeah. Oh, I got chills from how bad it is.
You look like it's like an alligator.
What's the website?
You look like you belong in Duck Dynasty with that thing.
Ear Humans is, my God, look at this thing.
Is it supposed to be camo?
It's definitely supposed to say Gear Humans, but it does.
Oh, really?
Like, oh, it does. Yeah, you're right. Gear Humans.
Oh, yeah.
God, that's terrible.
Now, I know again what we're just talking about.
Don't
obviously.
Don't do it. Don't buy this, Greg.
This Snyder cut fixed everything and made a movie everyone couldn't agree more. Their head on.
Look at him looming in the back.
I just sent you another link here, Kevin, if you want to throw this up. Now, Andy, this isn't a cardboard cutout, but it is a latex mask. A Justice League Steppenwolf overhead latex mask I'd like to get you. I think if you mounted this on your wall back there, it'd be good. Because here's the product details. Teach the Justice League a valuable lesson by fighting them this Halloween season. Now you can be the villain. From the Justice League film comes the Steppenwolf mask. Steppenwolf is a fictional supervillain appearing in American comic books published by DC Comics. Steppenwolf is one of the earliest survivors of Doomsday, the monster who once killed Superman. Most of Steppenwolf's appearances under the pen of Jack Kirby are flashbacks. His debut in New Gods number 7 was a flashback story where he introduced and helped Darkseid murder the wife of Darkseid's hated rival, Highfather. This I'll is what, one of the bullet points is perfect for any Justice League fan who's got a villainous side.
You can't get that for Andy though, because that's the old Steppenwolf and we've thrown that away. Now we need the new when 2 years, 3 years from now, when that thing's $15 and it's the new one though with all the cool metal stuff, we'll get that for you, Andy.
What have you done for me lately? That old Steppenwolf, what useless. A fucking clown that guy was.
What a loser. CG space, you know, storage space.
Here, Kevin, I'm sending through another hoodie. That I meant is render, from Gear
like
Humans.
Render Farm, Tim, but it's just this. It's yeah. I'm having a hard time CG getting it started today. Space. Yep.
You're going to get there. You're going to turn it over. You got a whole podcast here to work through the junk. Don't worry.
I'm feeling good about it, guys. I feel like there's going to be a lot of junk, but there's going to be at least one or some two gems. Moments that people are like, hey, that was almost worth listening to this entire thing for.
Mm-hmm. I almost. Love how awful these Photoshops are on this Gear Humans website where it shows the person in the clothing, but.
It's the same guy, same pose.
I love it.
Every single
same
time.
Dude in the same pose. And apparently they use some sort of 3D effect on these. So it looks like the back of this Michelangelo Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles hoodie, which is supposed to make your torso emulate and embody being a Ninja Turtle. The back of it looks very shiny. And I'm wondering if that's a different material or is that just the way it's printed?
I think it's just the way it's printed, because if you look at the front, we're getting a similar situation going on. Kev, can you go back to the picture next to the one of him, of the guy that we see?
No, I think it is part of it. I think it is part of it.
Really?
All
right. See, I want to give a shout out here to the right. Boom. That one. I want to give a shout out to this. Here's what you could do with your hoodie. You can carry a Polaroid camera and some headphones.
Lay it down next to your headphones.
It's like, great. Cool. Here's some shoes.
Andy, I tweeted about trying to get you a Steppenwolf one, so we'll get you one. Maybe somebody out there
really
can make
don't
it.
Need to do that. Yeah,
but think, Andy, just think about it right now. Think about.
Yeah, like, I am. I don't like it. Yeah,
but you like streaming. You like streaming, right?
You love streaming. Okay.
And what does everyone love? They like depth of field. They like they like Easter eggs. Think they about like how good a 6 foot Steppenwolf standee behind you right now would look, peeking out from behind the curtains. There, you know what I mean? You could scare Barrett. You could put it in the shower.
I can see the YouTube thumbnail right now. It's just like, actually, you know what? Fuck it. That's going to be the thumbnail for this episode of the Kinda Funny podcast. It's just going to be a screenshot of Andy's setup with a red circle, with a red arrow, with the Steppenwolf behind him.
Wouldn't that work well? I mean, you can even fold him in half and just have his head popping up above the bed there a little bit, you know? Because you have that look. Turn around and look, Andy, because I don't think you're seeing it. Turn around and look, Andy.
You gotta turn with your third eye.
See,
Andy.
Look at how much space you have there between the frames and the pillows.
He can see his
think about all the Steppenwolf you could put in there.
You know, Andy, like, I just watched a movie last night called Lars and the Real Girl.
Right there. Put it right there. Think about it. You just watched Lars and the Real Girl?
I had never seen it.
The goss needed you on that.
Well, I'm going down. I watched, yesterday, prior to that, I watched Blade Runner 2049 again because it was on HBO. And I was like, fuck it. I mean, I can't not watch this movie. So, Tim, of course, I thought, what's the next best thing to Blade Runner 2049? Yeah. Lars and the Real Girl. And so what I'm saying, Andy.
That is it. That is nailed.
Andy, we'll get you the Steppenwolf doll. You can take it out on town. Everyone will act like it's your new buddy. It'll be fun. You can put it in the
Lars and the Real Girl, Andy, is the completely unbelievable tale of a gorgeous Ryan Gosling. So burned by the women he buys one of those real dolls and
Greg
brings her around dating
Greg
her.
Not watched the movie.
I did, but I watched it years ago. When did it come out?
I mean, 2007. It came out years ago. Yeah, it came out a long, long time. This is before like Ryan Gosling was a huge celebrity that he is now.
I think it's the first thing he ever did.
It was this. I think he did it. I mean,
Mickey Mouse Club. For this,
but. I know.
It's a movie that I'd always wanted to watch, but I knew I was like, oh, this is gonna be like either intense or really good or bad. So three options there. It was actually really good.
And Nick's in for either of those. Any of those options, he's in.
That is Mitch Hedberg. I used to be in the band. People thought we were good or bad, or they thought we were okay.
But you know what I mean? Like, you see that and you're like, okay, this is either going to be like terrible, or it's going to be like really dark and fucked up, or it's going to be kind of interesting and uplifting. And actually it was very much the latter, thank God. It's a movie about where he's having some problems coping with some past emotional traumas, and he orders a real girl and introduces it to his, like, basically a sex doll, introduces it to his family and the whole small town they lives in as his girlfriend. And the whole town pulls together because they realize he's going through a thing and like trying to figure. And he has a really great therapist who's also his doctor, who's like, we need to basically help him through this. And the best way to do it is just let him process it. So the whole town comes together and basically acts like the doll is real, and actually ends up being like, it's a very endearing story. I was very touched by it last night.
I forget how hardcore are the sex scenes between him and the doll?
Oh man. I mean, first off, you put Ryan Gosling walking down the street, it could be conceived as a sex scene. You know what I mean? True. Like, he's walking gorgeous down in like in penny loafers, and you're like, oh, put it away.
Yeah.
Put it away. Your eyes. Like, this kid's around here.
Cover the
kid's
eyes.
No, there's no sex on it. And they actually make it a point to like kind of stray away from that. So he has the doll sleep in his brother and sister's house because she doesn't want to have sex before marriage or something like that. So it's not about the sex itself. It's about just how he
But there is some sex. It's not about it, but there's some sex.
There's no sex in the movie at all. Huh. Yeah. There's bowling. So there's fingers going into something, but it's
better than sex. Speaking of bowling, the one guy from the very famous clip of the Hall of Fame bowler where he hits the strike and he goes, "Who do you think you are? I am." Have you seen this clip?
You mentioned that last week, and I didn't. We were playing a game of some sort, and I was like, I don't know what Andy's saying, and I think he's maybe having a minor stroke. So do you want to pull that clip up for us, Andy, so we can watch what we're talking about?
Yeah, so the guy's name is Pete Weber.
Cool.
And it's a famous moment in sports history. This happened about 15, 20 years ago.
We count bowling as a sport?
Oh, it's "Who do you think you are? I am." Yeah, that's the exact line. So I'm sending it to Assets right here. It's one of those funny moments that keeps on getting recirculated on Twitter every couple of years or so. It's just so bizarre. But this guy was on an absolute tear in one of these PBA championships back when, you know, you could actually go to a bowling alley. I miss bowling alleys, by the way. Like,
sure,
I could tear up a bowling alley. You know, it was some nachos wearing the gross ass shoes.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe try to steal the shoes.
Maybe bowl.
I watched the bowling scene in Lars of the Real Girl. Again, another touching scene where he's coming out of his shell. And I had a past memory pop up, and I was like, I think I was in a bowling league when I was a kid.
I totally forgot. Pull a Greg Miller.
Past memory.
You there with cousin?
I was
Darla.
Waiting for this repressed memory of Nick.
I was like, why did I bowl so much as a child? And then it dawned on me that my mom used to take me to the bowling alley, drop me off, and I just like learned how to bowl for like a week or two. And then she was like, do you want to keep going with this? And like every single thing I did when I was a kid, Kevin, I was like, no, it's hard. It involves standing, which I don't like. Mm-mm. So I'm done.
Wait, did you guys have so for like around my house, we had like, I don't think it was poor people bowling leagues, but I think it might have been where like our local bowling thing would be like for $10 for the whole summer. You're in a bowling league. We'll lend you a ball.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, Kevin.
Yeah.
I think it was like a package thing my mom did. I remember it was Tavolone Lanes, which probably don't exist anymore in Riverside, California. But my mom used to drop me off at Tavolone Lanes. Hey. And we knew the Tavolones, by the way. I think my brother went to school with the eldest daughter of the Tavolone family.
I love
this. There's always other Italian families. I was like,
that's
I don't
Robert
like this.
Tavolone.
I was like, I don't like that there's the Tavolones and the other Italian families in Riverside, because I like to be the only Italian I know. It makes me special.
Sure.
We used to go into shoes and all that stuff.
Do you want me to pull up the
this clip, Kevin.
Okay. Yeah.
I would love to see this.
Oh, whoops. Oh, sorry.
Again,
oh,
with this.
It's been a while.
Why is it always that? Why is it always it?
It's been a while.
He's hungry.
Look at this fucking guy. Of course, he looks like a pro bowler.
Yes.
He looks like he's so fat.
God damn.
Why does he need the glasses, Andy? Bowls. Why does he need the freaking shooting glasses?
The sheen of the ball.
Focus, man. You got to focus.
Just chill out. Look at that backspin. Just enjoy it.
Ha 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 ha!
How old is this?
We've all been there.
This is this is like early 2000s.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Oh, so is this what in Kingpin when Bill Murray wins and he goes, "Finally, Big Earl's above the wall." Is that what that's based on? I always thought
probably because
this looks like he's impersonating that, but I'm assuming that is impersonating.
Oh no, I don't think so. I think this definitely came out after Kingpin. Yeah. But
play it again one more time. That was too good.
Yeah, one more
time. Yeah, it's a famous moment in sports, famous quote, right? Who do you think you are? I am.
That is, first off, no.
Let's shut up, Nick.
Run this back. Run it back.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Oh, wait. Can we pause for a second? Because they're missing 90% of the shit he's saying here, and none of that makes sense either.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, nothing he said leading up to that. Run it back one more time, Kevin, because listen to what he says here.
All the way back or just...
Nah, right there, right there. Here's a question,
strike.
Too.
After the strike.
Yeah,
God damn it, yes. That is why I did it. God damn it, yes. That is why I did it.
Yeah, Kev, try to see if you can get some closed captions going.
Man, I wish you would have showed me this, Andy, on a fucking Friday, because I would have done this when we won the championship on Saturday.
Who do you think you are? I am. So Pete Weber recently, a video surfaced on Twitter over the weekend, I believe, and it was his final frame of his final Pro Bowling Association attempt or whatever, and it was like... He'd been a pro for 30 years or whatever, and they have him on camera, and he's starting to kind of break up, and he's like, you know, this is it, and this is the final one, and I've just been thankful for all of this. He's talking to the camera, and there's like, you know, a crowd there, but not like that, obviously. And he goes up, and he fucking bowls a strike, and then the next one, he fucking hits a couple of them, and then he gets the spare for the ending one, and like people are cheered, and he's like crying and stuff. It's like, oh, man, dude, he's 58 now. And at that time, he was maybe like, you know, early 40s or whatever. But Pete Weber, legend.
Wait, I thought the way that story was going to go, Andy, was he bowls a strike, turns around, and he goes, "Who do you think I am?" And the whole crowd goes, "I am."
Oh, my God, that would have been amazing.
That would have been amazing. That would have been amazing.
What type of glasses was he wearing that time?
Those are definitely Oakleys, dude.
Wait, hell yeah. How old? You're saying this man that we just saw, how old was he?
He must have been in his 50s at that point.
Right there, he's like in his 60s. Early to mid 40s or whatever.
What?
But now he's 58.
He looks much older.
He's pretty gray. Yeah, he's pretty gray.
I mean, that's what bowling does to you. You got to assume when you're a pro
bowler.
That's what
bowling does to you.
You got to assume when you're a... I mean...
It takes years off your life, bro.
When you're it's a pro so bowler, you are right in the alley. You're in these alleys with all these... And you are smoking cigarettes, and it's this dude's been practicing and doing this his whole life, right? In the 90s, when they allowed you to smoke inside of the bowling alleys, and he's just been exposed to cigarette smoke his whole life.
You,
look
you
at
think
that.
This just, man, there's always you think this man might be 8 years older than Nick.
he might be in his like 45. No, that guy's 50 years old. We can Google it.
Pete Weber.
How old was Pete Weber when he said the famous quote, "Who do you think you are? I am."
I mean, we can probably figure out what year that was.
I like to imagine professional bowlers. There's just always a Marlboro 100. Just lit somewhere near them.
They're just ready, you know.
Just
this
once
is
you get that perfect strike.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. This is
spare.
This is 9 years ago. So he was 49.
That makes sense. Almost.
He's
50.
Lived a life, dude.
Damn, I could have sworn this.
That's
was
on
way
the bowling circuit
longer.
Right there.
How much do you think he's worth? What's his net worth? Pete Weber net worth.
While you do that, I need everybody to go help me out. A nanobiologist on Twitter pointed out that Party City will let you make any standee you want if you upload the file. So I've now tweeted, "Hey, at Zack Snyder, my friend at Maximum Cortez loves Steppenwolf, and I'd like to make him a cardboard standee. I can do it on at Party City's website. Can you send me a good full body shot of Steppenwolf? Thank you." So I could use some hearts and retweets on that to make sure Zack sees it. Yeah, okay. Nick.
I have an update on Pete Weber, who was a pilot, not the bowler I'm looking for. Pete Weber, net worth between $500,000 and $750,000.
Wow.
The pilot?
Details on Bachelor Pete. Oh, I guess he was a bachelor also, Tim, so maybe you're familiar with this guy, Pete Weber.
Oh, that Pete guy.
Oh, Pilot Pete.
Yeah,
Pilot Pete. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The guy that came up. He was two seasons
ago. So you're not talking about the bowler. You're talking about.
No, I can't remember Pete the bowler.
Pete Weber. 3.5
So you decided to give us the net worth of somebody we're not talking about.
But also, how do you not find it?
Literally, podcast. We're having a good time.
You guys
I put
literally,
Pete Weber net worth in, and the first guy came up, how much is Pete Weber?
Hold on. I'll show you what I'm seeing. Like, it's so funny. It's the. Did you spell Pete Weber wrong?
Oh, my God.
I put Peter. It autofills a Peter Weber.
Gee, it fucking scares me every goddamn time.
Okay. Did she throw a moose at him?
Bring it in. It's missing a headband.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the little ace.
The ace is wild. The there ace is wild. Is. It's moose, everybody.
The moose is wild.
The ace is wild. He's so stoked about our win.
I'll tell you what, he does not like those glasses.
He's ready for season two for sure. God, he's ready for polo. Season two for sure.
Look, we can easily Photoshop a headband. Easy peasy.
Easy. That's easy. You know what I mean? What I don't really appreciate is Moose is kind of a bandwagon fan. He like waited for us to win the championship and now he's going to
be. He was waiting. Greg, he's waiting because he's a big Migos fan. He was kind of like blessing. Like, should I side with Glacier Boys? Should I side with that side?
He kind of looks like the Glacier Boys mascot.
Yeah, because it doesn't look like a glacier at all. You know, it looks like a cat.
Yeah.
It's like a cat or a bear.
Do
or
you have a backup
like
Glacier Boy outfit?
I would respect that quite a bit.
Oh, my God.
With a customized jersey.
Just a trash can. Just wearing a trash can.
I gotta send you. Look at this picture of Pete Weber from 1996.
Oh, now we're just picking
it
on
is
Pete
like
Weber.
A triple mullet this guy's got, bro. It is down to his fucking lower back.
Here, I'm putting. You don't have to bring up the tweet, Kevin. But I'm putting it in there just for your all's education. This is the final frame, and it's quoted with him saying, "Love me or hate me, you watched."
Fuck yeah.
Why are we watching? That's totally. Are you? I want to know more about Pete.
Bring up this.
Doesn't matter though.
I love we don't see it. We just hear like
great
it's like fucking.
I don't know what that was.
Here we go. Let's see what Pete Weber's all about. From Bro Bible.
God damn.
Brain. Last frame. Doesn't matter though. It's been a long time coming. I think I'm doing the right thing.
It's so sad. There's no one there with him. The homie in the over on the left is just fucking bowling for fun.
Privilege.
Kevin, full screen.
To be part of the Professional Bowlers Association. Can I break it? 41 years.
41 years.
So.
Oh, it's
this is it. I appreciate all the fans I had. Hate me or love me. You watched. That's all you
could
do.
Bro, we all loved you, Pete.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. Also, how could you hate him?
Like, because he was probably just a shit talker.
I'm sure he was a prick. I'm sure he was. I mean, you don't get to the top of the bowling world not being a prick.
I didn't think he was gonna make it.
That was amazing.
He has to get the spare. He's gotta like.
Andy already told us he made it.
Did he get a spare?
I thought it was a strike.
No, he got a strike there, but then he does have to go again, right? Because he got the
final frame, right?
Final frame, yeah.
Oh, right. I forgot how bowling works. You get a strike
and
keep going, right?
Yeah,
because bowling's nonsense.
Should have retired years ago.
Let's go bowling, everyone.
Nick, there was a time, though, that I'm with you. I thought I was going to be a bowler. There was a time in my life. Yeah.
I don't know that I ever thought that was going to be a career for me because I was pretty lousy at it. I think I bowled over 100 like once in my life.
Yeah, same.
Which is actually.
I think you saw the
video. There you go.
No, we gotta get the round of applause.
Love you, Pete.
Love you, Pete.
Now, can you Google Pete Weber mullet for me, Kevin? And let's just take a look at this man's glorious mane.
To be clear, Nick, I said because it's nonsense, and you said bowling's awesome. I'm not saying bowling's not awesome. I'm saying scoring in bowling is nonsense.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Well, I flunked it. Fucked up my entire fucking year one year because I flunked that in gym.
You fucking bowling?
I don't know
it's
how
so hard.
Any of that works. I try to understand it. I can't understand it where the
Greg,
points go.
I trust the computer. Wait, whatever
yeah,
it tells
well,
me
this
I
is
got.
Back in school. They weren't. It wasn't fucking like there was no computer there.
If I get a spare and then a little fucking dog with a balloon pops up and says like, good job, you did it on the little graphic. It's like, cool. I believe the little dog with a balloon, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wait, there's a fucking documentary coming
out
of it?
What happened to Pete Weber? Like, how did he get from here in 1996?
Cigarettes, Kevin.
Yeah, we went through this.
Greg, the documentary is called A League of Ordinary Gentlemen.
Holy shit. That
is it available on Amazon?
It says it's coming to the 2020 Tribeca Film Festival, so June 9th through
20th. That sounds awesome.
But it looks like it's about bowlers, like professional bowlers of the 1990s.
Fuck, dude, this looks amazing. One of my friends in high school was a professional bowler, or became a professional bowler.
Oh, wow.
And his name was Zentar. That was his real name.
Okay,
cool shit.
That's first off, that's fucking amazing, Tim. I don't want to gloss over that. But second off,
it started with a D.
The Zentar? Like a pterodactyl starts with a P. Kevin taught me that. Mm-hmm. This humorous and endearing look at the world of professional bowling opens with an examination of the cultural perceptions that surround the sport, meaning we make fun of it. Footage from the days of mullets and beer guts is interwoven with commentary from a diverse array of observers, including Robert Putman, author of Bowling Alone, journalist Bernie Goldberg. This is amazing. I'm in. And then, of course, oh my God, here it is. Pete Weber, bowling, quote unquote, bad boy.
Oh, yeah.
He was the bad boy of bowling?
Dude.
That's why I got to assume that. Why I got to assume he was the shit talker. I mean, just based on that moment of him yelling at the crowd and saying, I did it, like, fuck you all. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of, like, naysayers out there. But seem like he was the heel. Go ahead, Greg.
For the record, Nick, the one I'm finding came out in 2005 and is available on Amazon Prime right now to rent for $4.
I got to watch it. I don't know why it's... Oh, this might just be... This the is on the Tribeca Film Festival's website. I'm sorry. Gotcha, this is just a banner.
If you want to watch with docs, you can start your free 7-day trial right now. But I heard doxing's bad, so I'm not going to do that. I'll pay him. I'll just give him the money.
I'm watching this tonight.
I was watching
Kevin Bacon's show on Showtime, but I'm not watching that shit anymore. This is priority.
Also, I'm just putting this out there. It is watch party enabled.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Mike.
No, like I had mentioned back when I was in middle school, I would visit my cousin in Arkansas, and they're the ones who would always take me to the bowling alley there. And I got so into it. I bought the brace for my hand.
Oh, you had the
to
hand
keep my
brace.
Hand steady. Because after a while, you'd feel it. We'd go like three. We'd go like three rounds. I'd be like, "Ooh, I'm feeling it right now," you know. But there I was, struggling to get 80. You know.
My God, Andy! I think I'm not kidding when I say it, because I think what's the total score you can get? The best score in bowling?
300.
I swear to God, if I got above 100, I was like, I retired.
Sure, you're
like,
God.
The best game ever. Yeah,
and that was the highest I ever got was like 150, 160, something like
you
that.
I remember going bowling with friends all the time, and like, yeah, your one friend who would get 115, everybody like, how the fuck are you doing that? Like, oh, I did the bowling league as a kid for like, you know, 3 months or whatever, and I remember the basics or what the hell I need to do. I always regret not doing it. Hesterman's Bowl in Glen Ellen, man. Grandma and Poppy Kennedy went there all the time. And like they fucking, that was when they were still smoking before they got lung cancer and died from it.
Yeah.
But they were there and they were just fucking drinking beer, smoking grits, fucking rolling balls. I wish I had fucking, if I wasn't such a stupid moron kid, you know what I mean? Out there with them, learning how to do it, learning from them, get my own shoes.
Is it one of those things where you regret that, like, you know, I should have listened to my parents when they were talking to me about stocks? Like, you wish you would have listened to your family when they were, you know, teaching you about bowling.
No, that's the thing, is nobody wanted to teach me about it. And nobody was like, you know, hey, you should come down to this smoke-filled room and bowl with us. Yeah. I wish somebody in the family had been like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's fun playing with your Batman boat out in the fucking ditch. Why don't you come over here and bowl instead? And I'd be like, I don't really like it.
You wouldn't have done it. You wouldn't have done it.
You know what? I feel like you might have, because I feel like there would have been the illusion of, like, I play a sport and it's not really that intense. You know what I mean? Because I was thinking for a long time, when I you know, growing up, I felt that I played a lot of football video games, and I was like, man, I really would like to play football at some point. Mm-hmm. And so finally I did. I registered with the park district, and I went out to do it. And that is that thing of, like, all these kids have been playing football for like 5 years at this point.
Yeah, they're Pee Wee League.
They also like running. I don't. You know what I mean? Like, and like, they like hitting each other. I'm not a big fan of that either. You know what I mean? I just quit. I didn't come back. Yeah. And that was the end of that.
How many of the kids do you think own a football team now, though, Greg?
None of them. They're all stupid. They're all morons. You know what I mean? Wow. Yeah, I won out in the long run. Don't worry about
idiots.
It.
Mm-hmm.
I think Greg missed out on his calling.
I'd be like a great
pro bowler.
Yeah, because I think it's a dominant sort of, you know, you have this stature out there in the the alley, in the old alley.
You get to peacock a bit.
Alley Cat Greg, you know, that's what they always call him.
I love it.
But
people always say, yeah, what would you do if, you know, you hadn't done this or whatever? I like that idea. I like that idea that if video games didn't exist, that I just would have been a bowler. And not like Pete Wentz or whatever this guy's name was, right? Like,
Pete Wentz.
Whatever.
I'm fucking out there. I'm still at Hesterman's. I kept them in business. It's gone now. You know, I went out of business. They destroyed it. Sucks.
tell you what, I back in the day, you know, you talk about your Hesterman's
place.
But it's
place. Not too late to do that to a place now. Like, what's the
but now I have a career and a life and everything, and I own a football team.
Yeah, that's true.
Now's not the time. You know what I mean? When I retire from all this, maybe that's when I take up
bowling. Greg would have to look, not even just divorce Jen, but just leave completely with no trace and no, and she, we'd all be worried. Where is Greg? Little do we know you're starting your life.
I'm gonna be honest with you right now.
Local alley cat, and they're also like, this guy really sucks at bowling. He's not good.
I just imagine Greg's over there with like a bowling shirt that's just a little too tight, and you've got a lukewarm like Budweiser in one of those opaque plastic cups that used to come in, you know, and it's just the cup.
Some nachos.
The cup is just a little not firm enough to hold the liquid inside. So every time he moves it, it sloshes over a little bit, and he's just got a marble 100 ash this long. Almost, it's good. Like, when's it gonna fall, Andy? Is it gonna fall on me? Mm-hmm. Is it gonna fall on a child? It doesn't fucking matter. Cause that was
keep
my
kid away
experience.
From me. Don't worry about that. All right,
drop
I'm out
you,
there.
You drop the ash in the little bowler hole.
Jesus Christ. Let's never call it a bowler hole.
As soon as it exited my mouth, I knew it sounded stupid. But yeah, you drop it in a little bowler hole, Greg. The little three holes in the bowling ball.
Yeah, that's what one.
But of course, you only use two. That's you drop it in the one you don't use. Because who puts their thumb in it? You don't need to do your thumb in there.
No, right
there.
You're just using that curl.
Yeah, exactly. You're palming it right here. It's in your. It's resting against your biceps.
Have a cool. And have a cool jersey, the bowling shirt. Fuck, like, you know what I mean?
Dude. Get those custom shoes.
Wait, do you really not
I'm gonna
use
say
your
this.
Thumb?
You have to use your thumb.
I mean, some people use their thumb. Some people don't, though. Some people
really
don't
use their thumb. There's no way. You got to use the thumb, bro.
Some people don't put their thumb. No, absolutely not. No, some people use it like that with just two fingers.
You've got it. I didn't even know that. Is that how Pete's getting
the
spin on it?
Yeah. That's how
I want you to know that. Oh my God. I'm well, let me do a quick comparison real quick. Okay, no, that's not. It's his here on Pete Weber bowler Wikipedia. There's the early life achievements, PBA 2 or PBA 52 or other achievements, and then controversy. And controversy is almost as big as achievements.
What did he do?
I mean, it's long. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard for me to there's quotes here.
We'll skim through it just in case we're talking about Pete Weber in a light that we shouldn't be talking about Pete Weber in. You know what I mean? Like, if Pete Weber killed a man, I want to know. But I'll say, like, I'm going to put this on the table for you guys. When we're all allowed to do it, right? Everyone's vaccinated. COVID's a distant memory. Kind of funny bowling party. Who's in?
I'm in.
Totally.
A one-off bowling party? Yeah, bowling league? I'm out.
Oh, no, I'm not. No, Tim, I don't have time to commit to a bowling league. But, you know, if it's me, you, we're all splitting a plate of nachos that come in the little cart, and it's just everyone's hands are just a little sticky because of it.
I can't wait to share a plate of nachos with you again. When that's so fun. I want that thrill, you know?
Everyone used to get the nachos, and I'd be like, cool, Tim, you get the nachos, and I'll just eat all your nachos. And you would look at
I remember that.
It was definitely a good trade-off. Now, Andy presented an idea here of Greg leaving Jen, starting this whole new life that we don't know
about. I've been thinking about it.
So with this, though, Greg, I have a question for you. You know, you are a larger-than-life personality, obviously. Like, the video game industry has treated you well. You've treated
it
well.
They call me the Pete Weber of games,
There's a couple flaws in this hypothetical question because of just the realities of some things.
Sure.
But my question is, if you were to move somewhere super random, Ohio, right? Small town in Ohio, you become a bowler or a different profession, but let's stick with bowling just because it's here. Do you think that you could... under a brand new name, maybe you change your look up a little bit, right? That's probably would be necessary.
Mullet.
Of course.
Could you get famous again?
I mean, keep in mind, we're internet famous, which isn't that hard. So it's the barrier is not that high. But you're saying
it's pretty hard to get even that. You get what I'm saying. Like, the status that you're at.
I'm trying to be humble here. We're the fucking king shit. Everybody knows it, all right?
We're
super fucking famous. I just cleaned up my dog's piss in the other room.
Here's the question. I let me put it in this phrasing then.
Thank you.
To define it, you every once in a while get recognized on the street.
Sure.
As Greg Miller, video game internet personality.
Sure,
do you think that you could get to the point that you're known as Greg Miller something else? And not just
bowler.
From the, like, you're at the bowling alley so the locals know you. You get what I'm saying?
No,
bowler.
I understand.
Could I get confidence.
As famous as I am for talking about games, could I get famous for bowling?
or something else. If you don't want to go with bowling.
I love that it is bowling, though, because I love that he's not going to be good at bowling, but he's going to talk so much shit, and it's going to become a part of the personality. You're going to become... You're going to become Ric Flair. Not that Ric Flair wasn't good at wrestling, but you know what I mean? Like, you will lose to the bigger names, to the protagonists on the PBA tour, but you're going to be such a shit talker. People are going to go out to go watch Greg Miller, the bull. Well, you'll have a different name. And you know what will happen, Greg? Oh my gosh, here's what will happen. Something will happen out there, and then they'll be like, wow, did you see this guy? Jen, I know your husband left you, but I could have sworn I saw this guy talking shit in a PBA video that I randomly saw on Twitter.
Sure,
it looked just like Greg, and it'll be like the cuckoo, and they'll be like, how?
Yeah, see, possible? That would be the big problem, of course, is that I think in this day and age, getting famous at anything involves the internet. And at that point, you're going to wait for that Venn diagram to overlap when I do end up on ESPN. Because even reading Pete Weber's thing here, right? Like, this is how his controversy section ends. And I think you'll find there's a lot of Greg Miller in this, all right? Mm-hmm. In response to the critics, Weber said in a 2016 interview, I've never cared what other people thought of me. I haven't changed my attitude, my approach to the game one bit. I'm very emotional out there. Nothing I do is planned or rehearsed. When I react, it's a spur-of-the-moment thing. I like to show my emotion, and I think that helps keep me loose. I'm pretty sure if you watch somebody walk up, throw the ball, and then go back and sit down over and over, you're not going to want to watch bowling very much. And that is the panache I would bring to bowling, is I don't know how yet, and I would probably need Kevin's help on this, but the first thing I would go viral for after getting my first 300 game, right, and winning even a small town tournament, is I would want somebody, and I don't have the details, all right? I have the visual, right. Andy, all right? I want the mascot of the place to be a humanoid with a bowling ball head, right? And I want to do like a kick and kick the head off the fucking thing. You know what I mean? And like,
roundhouse. Like, you want to in midair. Like.
Oh my God, right? So rather than say the line, you know, who did it? I did it, or whatever the fuck it was from Pete here. You know what I mean?
Who do you think you are? I am.
I step off the fucking nacho table, beer in hand, and you know, kick this fucking mascot's head off. And there's no person's head in there. I'm not killing
you. Kick the ball and you go, the ball don't lie, baby. Like, you have to have like a quote.
Look out, world! There's a new kingpin in town.
Smash
the beer.
Exactly.
I run outside to a waiting car.
If you come in the kingpin, you best not miss, or something like that.
Yeah, I'd come up with something more original than that. You know what I mean? It'd be spur of the moment, though.
You come in the kingpin, you best not miss.
Yeah, dude, come in the kingpin.
Now, I'm just going to say this, guys. I'm going to drop this in assets for Pete Weber, whenever he wants to grab it. I think Greg would look pretty fucking good, old school Pete Weber. Here it is right there.
Exciting. When you think this is all done, COVID stuff, and we can do things, do you think we could get Pete Weber to come teach
us
bowling?
It's such a not good job. Like,
could we get Pete Weber to bowl with us, did you say?
Yeah, teach us bowling.
Yeah, definitely.
We can invite him to the party.
Oh, man, Pete Weber comes in. But would he be cool? Or would
Pete
he be
Weber
like
loves just mooching off the appetizers. He's loved just – if there's a bunch of apps around, Pete's known. That's one of his controversies if you read it on the wiki page.
Now, I don't know. He's not verified, but I think I found him. Pete Weber, PDW Bowling. Who do you think you are? I am. Mm-hmm. He says he's in St. Anne, Missouri. So I got that going for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he's just
wow.
retweeting a lot of ESPN stuff for March Madness here.
Is March Madness
not verified? Are you kidding me?
I mean, it might not really be him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I can't verify.
Oh, it's got to be PDW. It's got to be him.
Does he seem like the type of guy that would like proudly quote himself with that weird quote?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fact that all the retweets are just sports stats, it's got to be Pete Weber.
Because that's a weird thing to keep up. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah. You know, this dude's just a fan of sports. Absolutely. What was the last thing they said, though? What's the last, you know, you go to tweets and replies. Has he been replying to anybody?
I'm tweeting at him. All right, my tweet's out. I just said, at PW Bowling, prove you're the real Pete Weber.
No.
I like to think in some ways, and I'm sure I'm getting this wrong for you canonical dorks, I like to think in some ways, us in the podcast are like the Eye of Sauron, where you're living your life and you're normal, and then all of a sudden we want to be the footbag champions. And all these footbag people are like, what the fuck are they talking about? And now Pete Weber. You know what I mean?
Oh, those kids hated us, the footbag fucking
We learned
they
to
didn't appreciate
them, you know what I mean?
Did we?
We call it footbag.
That's true. That's true. We do call it footbag. This will be huge for us if this turns out. That's
what they thought was the respectful way to call it.
Yeah, don't.
If we are able to get him, that'd be huge. I want to I immediately think of just memories of bowling as a child. And back home we had Flamingo Bowl, and every Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, that's the place.
It's the name of the place. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like a special game mode.
Yeah, I thought it was like bumper bowling or something, but Flamingo.
No, so every Friday and Saturday night we had Rockin' Bowl, and the lights go down, the black lights are up.
Yeah, the black
lights. It is neon. Yeah. It is neon everywhere. You're trying to flirt with the cutest chick there. At least I was, you know. And then
did you still smell like pickle juice?
No, we weren't taking shots of pickle juice there. Okay. We took shots at Fantasyland, the skating rink. Yeah. No, here, no pickle shots, but it also had a laser tag place next to the bowling alley. So what you would do is you'd be waiting for a lane because you know those lanes are going to be popping off. They're going to be taking up the whole damn night. And what do? You may go play some laser tag in the meantime, or I don't know, eat some tater tots with cheese on them, or like fries with what are the fries with the cheese and the bacon bits and stuff like that? Oh my god,
cheese fries, yeah.
Loaded. Oh my god, I missed the Outback cheese fries, everybody. Oh my god, I just had a craving. Am I pregnant?
Maybe
you might be. Yes, you want to pee into Kevin's hand and see?
Oh, no, all right. So you want to pee into Andy? That was good enough. Just stop there. You know what I mean?
Rock and Bowl.
Check assets.
Rock and Bowl is the place to be. Oh, God. You put my face in there too. Great. You're so useless. You are just a useless human being.
For the record, Nick, what I need is your face inside Steppenwolf that I can then send to Party City and get that printed as a standee.
Yeah, I can work on that right now.
Thank Scarpino you. It needs to be full body. Zack Snyder hasn't responded to us yet, but neither has Pete Weber.
Okay.
But Andy, what about Pete Wentz? Flamingo Bowl. But in San Francisco, back in the day, the Metreon was very different than it is now. Now it's more of like there's a Target, it's a mall. But back then, there was the PlayStation store, and it was still a theater. But like there was always like these big event places. And there was the whole floor was just an arcade. But it was like the coolest arcade in America or whatever. And in the arcade, there was a bowling alley. But the bowling alley was like crazy tech where there was giant screens where when you would bowl, it would like show your ball, but in like a video game looking thing. It looked horrible. It was like crazy tech graphics.
Okay.
But it was like, you know how like the little fun, the dog thing you were talking about?
Yeah.
It was like augmented reality of the bowling that you're doing. And it shows like spaceships coming in and shooting down the pins.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, it was the coolest thing.
That's really high tech.
It was like the highest tech thing possible then.
At most, we had just like the silly graphic of the dude who had just like eaten a potato that had a lot of peppers and his head blew up or whatever. You know, the typical thing. Mm-hmm. But I remember experiencing bowling only like that. And then I at one point went to go bowl at a place without the digital scorekeeping.
Yeah,
there was no, and I was so lost.
You had to do it by yourself.
Like, how do I? I don't know what I'm doing here. Yeah, we had like the papers that they gave us. Like when you go golfing and you have sort of the score sheet that you can kind of keep your track of your score or whatever. The same thing at this bowling alley. Come on,
it just seems like there could have been an easier way to do this.
You
go the first two times right on a frame. All right, I knocked down 8 pins. Cool, you have 8 points. If you knock them all down in a strike, you get you get 20 points. If you knock them all down with a spare, you get 15 points. There you go. We are off to the races. This is a normal way to count. Instead, bowling, I'm on firesforfunrightnow.com/bowling/scoring. Almost everyone has been bowling, but do you know how to keep score if there isn't a computer there? It's pretty simple, and I will explain the rules. Strike. If you knock down all 10 pins on your first shot of the frame, you get a strike. How to score? A strike earns you 10 points plus the sum of your next two shots. If you knock down all 10 pins and get a spare, use the other one to get a spare earns you 10 points plus the sum of your next one shot. So now if I go strike, spare, strike, what the fuck am I doing? Where the fuck am I? And I'm still, you're doing carryover math on what's going to come. Fuck off, everybody.
No.
Can we just fucking count?
No.
This is why bowling is dying. This is why Pete Weber is out there.
Andy, you joke, but it's true.
You think that's just the last pins of his career. No, that's the last pins ever. Like, there's never bowling after this.
Oh, shit.
Those are the final
ones.
The
10th frame is a bit different. If you roll a strike on your first shot of the 10th frame, you get 2 more shots. If you roll a spare on the first 2 shots of the 10th frame, you get 1 more shot. If you leave the 10th frame open after 2 shots, the game is over and you do not get an additional shot. The score of the 10th frame is the total number of pins knocked down at the 10th frame. Wow, that sounds so much simpler. Why aren't we doing it like that? Why aren't we fucking counting like that? This is the problem with bowling, everybody. And it is the place where you would go out with your friends. And if you got there and it was, I'm old enough to remember this. And now it's kind of taken over. Because again, everybody's admitted bowling sucks as a scoring method. Now you, I remember going there and you get the fucking giant piece of paper on the laminate. Do you ever have this, Nick? You remember this?
No.
Where you'd have the laminate piece you'd put down on the like overhead projector that you would write on with a dry erase marker or a pencil or something. Yeah, and then it would project that up so people could see what was going on.
Oh, I thought you'd meant in bowling terms. You're just talking about a projector.
Yeah, I'm talking about at bowling alleys before there were computers. They would give you the laminate that you would put down on an overhead light box that you would project up.
Oh,
and
my
have to do
God.
That. And if you went with your friends, guess what you did? You counted normal way.
I never saw that. I thought you were just asking if we remember projectors, because hell yeah, I remember projectors.
And, it's one of those reasons I understand. Again, you look back at Grandma and Poppy going there, right? Like, what did they have to do? There was no, you know, they had three channels on TV. They are lucky to get anything other than Jackie Gleason in like the news of what's going on in some horrible war. And
why
then they're
going to
drink, they're going to smoke. They don't know what's happening in the next town, let alone the next state, let alone the next country. They don't have video games. They got nothing. So, of course, why not make a game with incredibly complicated rules so you have something to sit there and think about? They didn't even have Sudoku back then. They didn't have anything to keep their minds going and fresh.
They had crossword puzzles probably.
Sure, but all the words were like potato, famine. You know what I mean? Like they were just trying going over the same thing over and over again. Potato, greatest famine. Generation.
They
you know
only had
mean?
20 words back then.
Yeah, exactly. Farm,
potato,
corn.
Famine.
Model T. Assembly line. They didn't even know what fucking NASA was. They had no idea what's happening back there. You look back at, you know, people think when they really want to think of the Dark Ages, like, oh man, think of like King Arthur and his times, right? But like it was, honestly, from pretty much the time it was Jesus to probably 1982, same fucking Dark Age of just like nothing's happening. This is boring. You know what I mean? The roads are all cracked. There's no sidewalks. It's fucking weird. It's fucking sucked. I can't imagine. Even in San Francisco, they're like, you know what? Let's put the fucking double-decker fucking highway on top of the Embarcadero. That's cool. Like, what are you doing? What?
Well,
can we have
that's
some
your
panache?
Touchstone. The amount of times I've heard Greg Miller talk about this goddamn Embarcadero.
Because it's ridiculous. And I can't believe how fast it came down. I just got some problems with bowling is all I'm saying.
Yeah,
right?
What
I just
are
got
you
some
talking
problems
about?
With bowling.
Double-decker...
Tim, you take it.
There was more highways in SF back in the day before the earthquake happened, and they're like, we got to change a whole bunch of shit.
Oh, we need to add more highways, though, right? Like, shit's slow. That's a problem, right?
Yeah, it's a big problem. I mean, it's seven miles wide, but it takes you know, get there. I'm with you, Kevin. It
takes too long. You got to drive slow.
But, I mean, that's why we need to get to the flying car, you know what I mean? And at least we're closer to the flying car than our, you know, our grandparents were, because, again, what are they doing? Oh, man, well, I got a strike on the first frame, a spare on the second. Strike, then I fucked up the turkey. Now I got a seven
pins. I didn't go to college.
What do I do with this?
I'm sorry.
Exactly. Nick, this is like what I want. Kevin, can you show the newest thing Nick put up? This is like what I want, but I need the full body because we're making a cardboard cutout. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
So again, we've reached out to Zack Snyder on Twitter.
Okay.
I think this is probably the one we have the most chance of getting a response from.
Okay. Yeah. So can we start with this and say, you know what the rest looks like?
Okay,
oh,
sure.
I guess I can get a full body here.
Like no, I like your idea. You make a good point. You make a good point. I'll
hey,
copy
you can
image.
Fucking fill in the rest. You got the files, bro, on your MacBook. Bro.
All right, here you go. And I go.
I hate
this.
That you kept your beard like coming out.
I know it's so ugly. Like, it just smells.
I think you did a great job.
It does
Nick,
smells
you're,
great.
You're doing great. You're doing great. This
thanks,
is good.
Kevin.
This is what the kids.
This looks more like the original Steppenwolf design. With that weird little like beard nub.
Oh, do you want me to cut in the beard?
Yes, please.
Trim the beard in? Okay, hold
yeah.
on.
Best of both
Nick,
worlds.
This, just FYI, not your best work right here. This a little bit
okay,
better.
Okay.
A little
it
bit
is a little better.
All right, so
the tan job you got wasn't that great on the forehead, but...
I'm replying to my Zack Snyder tweet, and I said, this is what at Nick Scarpino has so far. Do you have the body we could use? Because if you're an audio listener, it's Nick's face inserted into the Steppenwolf armor, and the beard's coming out of it, but we need the whole body for Andy back there. Andy, I want you to know on the Warner Brothers store, they also have the dwarfs from Hobbit. What are the team?
The Misty Mountain. The Hobbits?
No, it's not the Hobbits. I shut it already because I. No, that's Lord of the Rings. That's Lord of the Rings.
It's definitely the dwarves. Yeah, it's all the dwarves.
Yeah, okay. I've never heard of them because I didn't watch it. I'm sorry. So it's just, I didn't understand. Okay. They have them if you want them. And I can get you both. I can get you Steppenwolf. That'll have Nick's face. And then we can put them back there too.
I'll get back to you for sure.
Mm-hmm. They also have the Tom Hanks character from Polar Bear Express.
Polar Bear Express.
What did I say?
Why would they still have that?
You said Polar Bear Express.
No idea.
Oh, okay, it's just Polar Express. It's not a big deal. I'm not like
that. No, I want you to keep me honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One day Tom Hanks is going to get the ISR on him. He'll see that we're talking about it. He'll be like, oh, shit, I got me on this podcast too, you know?
You guys ever watch that movie?
No.
No, it's really freaky.
All I've seen is the train drift scene, which is insane. It kind of makes me want to watch the movie.
The train drip?
Drift. Oh, I just, you know, it's the way that people looked in that movie. It kind of freaked me out.
Yeah. The definition of Uncanny Valley is that movie.
That is like what started the Uncanny Valley.
Yeah.
Is it time for a nap and you go to the restroom?
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather on these microphones, each coming to bullshit around with each other about the bullshit they want to bullshit about. If you like that, you head to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can be part of the show with your questions, your comments, your concerns. You can get the show live as we record it, like the Lou is, like Matt is, like James is, like Lexi is. Of course, you can also get the show ad-free, and you can get it with the exclusive post show we do each and every episode. Remember, two episodes of the Kind of Funny podcast nowadays, one with us, one with a guest. We have a great time. Thank you for your support. Some housekeeping for you. Of course, if you don't want to pay for us on patreon.com/kindoffunny, no big deal. You can get each and every episode of the podcast on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every week. If you want to do something else, though, of course, you can go to youtube.com/kindoffunny right now. The Snyder Cut is up. All two parts of it. It is longer than the movie itself. We're very proud of it. Kevin is hilarious in the second part. Just dynamite work, Kevin.
Did you see the clip of Kevin today from Kind of Funny Games Daily, Greg?
Mm-mm. No,
a clip. Do yourself a favor later.
He came into the stream and said, he said, don't ask me about pineapples. And if anyone asks me about pineapples, don't ask. Don't say anything.
Kev, can you please bring up this clip? Because, God, I love you. Too much.
While Kevin digs it out, I'll tell you about our Patreon producers, of course, people who are supporting us over on patreon.com/kindoffunny at the producer level. We have at the Nanobiologist, a.k.a. Mick Abramson. Then we have at the Nanobiologist, a.k.a. Mick Abramson, DJ Kento, Devin Carter, Steve Powers, Ryan Trimble, Kieran O'Donnell, Joy, a.k.a. Joseph O'Youssef, Aaron Horan, Bill Abui, Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, Danny Rodriguez, and Rachel Gray. Today we're brought to you by The Blessing Show, but I'll tell you about that right now. This episode of the Kind of Funny podcast is brought to you by The Blessing Show. That's right over on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. We have a show called The Blessing Show, posts every other Thursday, and it's Blessing breaking down what's up in the video game industry. Of course, last one was hosted by me. It was about Avengers, but it's already out of date, so don't worry about it, but it's a fun read if you want to go watch it. Anyways, though, Blessing puts a lot of time into these video essays, and it's one of the things we want to do more of, and we want to have more cool content like that outside of games content. These, of course, are shorter than our, you know, hour-long podcast or whatever, you know, 8-10 minutes about a very specific subject, a very specific argument. He did one about Manifold Garden and puzzle games. That was a great interview and a great episode. And of course, he has stuff about next gen over there. So this is one of our very, 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 very YouTube only products. And it would mean a lot to me, Greg Miller, if you went over to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and checked out The Blessing Show. Leave a comment, a thumbs up, subscribe, like, share, and all that jazz. You know what I mean? Support that stuff because we want to do more of that kind of stuff. All right. Yeah, that's a good talk. Get back out there. All right, is the clip prepped? Do we have the clip? Is the clip ready?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm trying. Hold on.
It's a clip of Kevin being very Kevin today on Kind of Funny Games Daily.
That sounds right for him.
I think you guys are going to enjoy it quite a bit.
Kind of funny.
Well, now you're just building it up too much, you know?
It is what it is.
Yeah, you know? That's fair. The train's out of the station, you know, Andy?
Browse. Is it this? No. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. This is it. God, man. Kid works fast, doesn't he?
Roger Percorny, man.
Gonna get that Jollibee chicken sandwich. Have you tried it yet?
Oh man, I haven't, and like I'm excited. Oh, my.
Also, when you get it with the pineapple juice and the Jollibee fries.
Yes. Oh my god. Fucked up there. I don't like pineapple.
Oh, you don't like pineapple. I forgot about that. I don't understand how somebody cannot like pineapple.
I was emotionally scarred as a child. Emotionally scarred by
a specific pineapple. Kev, I don't know the story.
In preschool, they gave us little pineapple cups, and I ate mine, and mine cut my tongue. So I associate, you know, if you eat too much pineapple, the acidity will cut your tongue.
Yeah, it hurts.
I know you're laughing. I've known you since you were 3 years old. I remember so many stories. I remember so many preschool Kevin stories. But no, Kevin, I do not remember the story of when you cut your tongue on a pineapple. I don't remember that.
How sensitive was your tongue?
I don't know. Four-year-old Kevin had a pretty sensitive tongue, I guess.
A little My tongue was fucked.
Was fucked. You can say what the fuck you want. That. But like, there, like when I taste it, I get like anger. Anger fills me.
Out today, weird. We got Vaporum lockdown.
It's a weird man.
Jim Rub in the chat says, this is the worst supervillain origin story about Kevin and the pineapples.
Everything has pineapple in it.
Wait, actually, hold on. You said so much has pineapple. Like what? What has pineapple in it?
The Pacific Cooler? What? What? You know what Pacific Cooler is, right?
So much. So many things.
Anything.
Everything.
Kevin jumps to a Capri Sun flavor.
I'm sorry. Is it weird?
Fucking Pacific Cooler.
Fucking Pacific Cooler. He didn't even say Capri Sun. Like, he just went to a flavor.
And did you know that flavor? As soon as I said it, do you know that flavor?
Of course.
I fucking nailed it. Real now quick, it's time for to the dude in the chat saying apple juice and cranberry juice are options. I'm fucking Latin, all right? I'm a tropical boy. I wasn't made to drink apple juice. Bless you. Want me to tell you why I hate olives?
Oh, like, why do you hate olives?
I'm going to say that story for Bless.
No, well, let me get Bless in here. I want to hear it, and somebody else in the chat wanted to hear it. They already knew this was coming because they already watched the clip. Yeah, Lexi G says, I want to hear the olive story.
I'm just kidding. Like, there's no good story. There's a decent story why Paula hates olives. There's no good story. Oh. I'm just my mom always had them, and it always bothered me.
I'm getting blessing.
But then, I did that more as a joke because I thought it'd be really funny in the stream saying that, and I nailed it.
It was.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
God. Why does Paul hate Kevin's mind?
Paul hates olives because when we were flying from, let's see, I think it was Rome to, no, it was Paris to Venice. They gave us these little dinner things that was pot, and we were starving. No, you know what it was?
Let's bring Blessings here. Hey, Blessing, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You're on the Kind of Funny podcast with all of us. Everybody can hear you. Say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Bless.
So we just watched the clip where Kevin explained why he hates pineapples and how it ended then with, do you want to hear why I hate olives? And Lexi G wants to know what the olive story is too. And then Kevin said he wouldn't tell it unless you came here. So now you're here.
I don't know if I want to know though. I don't know if you caught the very ending of KFGD where Kevin asked and immediately I was like, no, I don't want to know.
No, well, it's too late. The answer is that he doesn't. Oh, he hates them, but he doesn't have a good story about it. But there's a good story about Paula, and it involves a plane in Rome. Let's go.
So yeah, we were flying over from SFO to Amsterdam. All right, 15-hour flight. That's a long flight. We were not prepared. For whatever reason, we had a conversation. We were like, oh, it's a 9-hour flight. We've looked it up. We've got 9 hours worth of content. We're going to be all set. We got 9 hours worth of snacks. No. We're going to be no problem. We get in there. 6 hours in, they're like, you have 9 more hours left. I was like, that can't be right. I look at her like, Paula, is that so racist?
You gotta be fucking kidding me right now.
She's like, that's right. No. We're stuck.
It's like Home Alone 2, where like they put on their headphones and miss the initial announcement. So 6 hours in, you have 9 more hours.
Is there a massive difference between 9 hours of snacks and 15 hours of snacks?
Oh my god, huge! And okay. Like you're all laughing, but me and Paula are freaking out. We're starving. Like we didn't eat enough before we left. I had a milkshake. I wasn't planning.
Of course you did.
15 hours.
I am lactose intolerant. I'm going to be on a plane for close to 10 hours. Let me have a milkshake.
So we asked these people. We're like, hey man, do you got any snacks or anything? And they're like, oof. No, but we're going to do dinner in like 4 hours. And it's like, oh, God, okay. 4 hours comes and goes. We finally get dinner. We're starving. They ended up giving us some like biscuits that we like scarfed down real quick. Then they bring it out. And it is the worst pasta I've ever had in my life. It's just full of olives. It's like 30% pasta, 70% olives and red sauce. And I'm starving, so I'm like, you know what? I don't care. I need substance. I shove it down. Like, I'm gagging as I'm eating it. Paula just eats maybe, like, a third of it.
Why?
Eats a third. We're so hungry.
Just do the big one. Just like...
Right. As he's choking down mouthfuls of
being next to the person or being the person next to Kevin on the plane watching this man forcing himself to eat this pasta while
you're the person next to Kevin and Paula who for 4 hours have been freaking out. We only brought 9 hours of content. They're like, what are you talking about content?
We're going to die if we skip one meal. That's great.
So anyways, you're choking it down.
Yeah, so and then Paula's trying her hardest because, like, I know you guys think it's, like, funny, but, like, we were legit starving. I don't know why we were so hungry. But so she's trying her hardest to eat it. And she used to love olives before this. My mom and her would sit down and eat olives. It was great. Now,
the time.
Because
that was the day it all changed. That was sure. They were like, no, fuck olives. You can't do this anymore.
I don't know who's listening needs to hear it, but this needs to be animated because this is the cutaway. They used to sit down and eat olives all the time. They love this little jar. Paula and Kevin's mom just eating olives.
Anyway, so end of this flight, Paula hates olives. So I'm happy because now I don't, like, I get to go come home, throw away the olives we have in the fridge, but. Yeah, it was an uncomfortable flight. Just make sure you know how long your flights are and you're prepared for it. That's the
I'm glad
the
you pulled me
story.
In for this. I'm glad I was here for this.
I'm glad you're here. Why do you hate olives, Blessing?
I just don't like the taste. Have you already told the story about when I first came to SF? For no. I think it might have been the Up and Comers week where I was hanging out. It was after we went to SmackDown. Or no, it was Raw. It was after we went to Raw. And we were hanging out at a restaurant, and it was just me, Greg, and Jen, and we were waiting for everybody else to show up. And Greg and Jen order some drink that has olives in it. And this is, like, my first time, like, hanging out with Greg and Jen.
Oh, you were like, yeah, give me whatever y'all want. Yeah.
We're very clear. We're getting dirty martinis. Do you want a dirty martini? And, like, Blessing trying to fit in. He's like, yeah, I will.
Yeah, I was like, you know what, man? I'm going to fit in. I'm not going to try and rock the boat too much. I'll have what they're having, so give me that. And they gave it to us. And I was like, oh, this has olives in it. And instead of being like, oh, can I get something without olives or, like, I don't know, saying something, I just continued drinking it because I was like, I want to fit in. I don't want to.
Like 15 minutes later, you somehow got it into conversation that you hated olives. I was like, wait a second, why did you get this drink?
As
like,
I'm scared. I just think they're disgusting.
You know what the most upsetting part of that is? Like, the next, I mean, 2 days later, we flew from Paris to Venice, and somehow we fucked up again, and we were sitting on that plane starving. Just hungrier than we've ever been. And they come out with these little sandwiches. The sandwich is phenomenal. Delicious cheese. Delicious cheese, bread, and ham. Oh, poor little Paula Bear had to watch me eat her sandwich.
Why didn't she just eat that? She'd take the ham out of it.
That's not how it works when you're vegetarian. Like,
you can't touch the ham. The ham can't touch anything. Does she kiss you after you eat the ham?
Go right now. Go right now. Grab a piece of ham out of your thing. Is it wet?
Yeah.
I don't have ham in my thing. I don't know what thing you're referring to.
You know he means refrigerator.
He knows.
I don't keep a lot of ham. No, I mean, I have turkey meat in there. That's all them juices. For sure.
See, like, ham's always got that.
Paula's been a vegetarian since she was 11. She doesn't fuck around with that stuff. You know what I mean? Also, just so you know, the stomach, but yeah, I know, right? 11. And your stomach totally changes too. Any meat in the system breaks down, you know? Anyways,
Tom, it's like me with beans. Yeah, all right, bye, bless.
I told you, I had quite the weekend, everybody. All right,
your team won the championship.
We had a phenomenal Wild Aces game.
Booyakasha.
And I knew my Sunday was going to be completely filled up because I built my standing desk, everybody.
Wow!
It has been built, everybody.
It's rising.
It has been built.
Oh my god, this looks really cool.
This is awesome, man.
I wish you had time.
Most sore I have been throughout the whole quarantine. Like, building this thing on my own, I should not have built it on my own. The main piece of wood is like 36 by 75 inches or something. It's a pretty big ass fucking table, but it is so solid.
You did the conference table?
I don't know. I don't know.
This is Uplift, right?
Uplift, yeah.
Yeah, I just ordered mine too. I did 30 by 80. So like that's in the, so you probably did the same.
Yeah, probably which around is a there.
Giant
yeah.
fucking desk.
It is gigantic, yeah. I can't wait. And the main piece of wood, like they had to custom make it. That's why it took so long. Oh. They had to custom like do everything, and me and Barrett struggled bringing it into the house. Fuck. And so yesterday I didn't really want to bother Barrett, and we put it in the room where our roommate is no longer located. She's just missing. No, she
why'd you moved away. It that way?
I don't know. She moved away. And that's where I just kind of left it there. I was like, all right, I can't do anything in here. I have to do it over there and then bring everything over here. Like, I can't unpack it in my room. I just don't have space for it. So many hours are dedicated to just cleaning my room, like getting everything off of my old foldable Home Depot table. And that took a long time. Also, that was also heavily delayed because I threw on The Social Network and just started watching The Social Network.
Great movie.
Like, yeah. What a good-ass movie. Kind of forgot a lot of stuff that happened in it. So I just kind of, like, you know, got reacclimated.
$1 billion.
Just Eisenberg. Yeah,
that's my favorite part.
Justin Timberlake pops up and is like, oh, shit, I forgot this guy's here. Yeah.
Again, no need to really cast Armie Hammer and then duplicate him. You could have just cast him that looked like him and said, hey, in real life, they're identical twins.
I thought it worked perfectly fine.
Take that money, buy some more snacks to the crew, I say.
But also Armie Hammer, like apparently he's into cannibalism. He seems like a horrible person too. There's a lot of awful stuff about him. But anyway, so the desk, I had a panic moment. I didn't read the instructions correctly, and it was for a while telling me to install piece whatever.
Sure.
And I was like, where is that piece? Well, it's on the box. And immediately panicked. I was like, I'm fucked. I can't build this. I don't have a computer to use anymore. Tomorrow I'm probably not going to be able to do anything, right? I might be able to phone in to Discord from my phone. But then I was looking at the wrong thing, and it said, for the T-frame table, use this. For the C-frame table, use this. And I was just assuming that they were step-by-step.
You got the
C-frame.
They
weren't step-by-step instructions. But I got everything hooked up, and my body's just ridiculously sore. Like, everything hurts, my back, my legs, my glutes, and it came with a balance board.
Oh, Tony Hawk ride.
Yeah, so you can stand on it, and I feel the glutes working. You know, I got this big dumper.
I respect that balance board is not, like, high off the ground balance board.
No.
So if you lose balance, you're not going to eat shit. If you lose balance, it's only dropping about an inch, but it's just enough to keep your glutes activated the entire time.
Yeah, the glutes, the lower back, I feel all of it activated. But my back is insanely sore from, you know, the chair is upside down while you're working, or the table is upside down while you're working on it, while I'm screwing everything in. And I was like, this is going to be the biggest pain to flip this over. This is going to suck so bad. And I lift it with my legs. And for a while, I was like, what if my back just gets pulled out and suddenly I'm Nick Scarpino, I'm crawling on the ground for the next 3 days.
Sure, time it happened. Yeah.
But luckily, I was able to do it. All right, one thing I was able to do.
My favorite thing of this is, like, you know, I love you and you're great, but like this seems like a project for you. And so, like, I loved that yesterday at 3:27 on the Squad Up channel, Roger goes, Apex with Bless and I for a bit, ? And he tags you, Mike, and that was it, everybody. Or Nick, Mike, and Andy. And then Andy just responds at 3:44, my whole day is fucked. I'm building my desk.
Well, yeah, Andy Cortez thing.
This is around the time where I was just cleaning out my room. Like, around that time, I hadn't even started construction of the desk. I was just getting everything off of my old table. Where do I put it? I guess on my bed. Like, that's my monitor, both my monitors, my speakers, every like USB thing was just on my bed. And then comes the worry of, well, once I start to build this desk, I hope I can rehook everything in correctly again, you know? Sneeze. I just sneezed right there.
Bless you.
So that's always like that was the main worry for me. Am I going to be able to hook everything back up without things being screwy? Unfortunately, the camera was kind of screwy for a bit, but I got it all rocking. I'm really excited about it. I love that when I get out of bed, I can at least, like, you know, especially for Friday, right? We have these meetings on Friday morning. Just, by the way, let's move those. Let's get those fixed, first off. But I like that I could just get out of bed, have the standing desk, have the headphones, and it's like, and I'm not immediately from bed to chair. You know, bed to chair.
Sure.
No more. Bed to stand.
Stand. That's what it's all
about.
That's
what Andy always says. Yeah.
So what's your plan now? Are you going to do shows standing or are you going to do some stream standing? Okay.
I will definitely do a lot of shows standing for sure.
Can you guys just imagine how it's going to look from behind? Because I can. We've seen it for so many years at the Kinda Funny Studio. Andy standing there with his like legs crossing behind him, leaning on it. Like
I can't cross anymore, Tim, because I got the balance board. Got the balance board now.
How long do you think you're going to stick with the balance
board? You're going to stand on the balance board doing shows.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. I'm on the balance board.
I'm very
doing the show, but I do need to figure. I need to cover up this void right here. Because this void is never on camera.
I'm telling you, dude, Steppenwolf standy. We put the Hobbit folks behind your bed because they'll be smaller. And then you put Steppenwolf back there. Everything's good.
Nothing can go behind the bed. Why would anything be behind the bed?
Why do you want that giant white space there that could be filled with Hobbits?
Gimli.
Answer the fucking question, Andy.
Right? Well, I want tit for tat. You know what I mean? You think you got me boxed in, I got you boxed in.
Andy,
mother box. Steppenwolf.
I smell mother's box on you.
Oh. No.
I never want to hear that again.
I've heard that so many times.
Oh, it's good.
Ugh. I hate the morphing.
It's so good. Why does it like why does it do that around your eyes in there? It's got like a cool magnify effect that you put on.
Oh, no, those are three different cameras.
Oh, it's three different cameras.
Yeah, because you see, like, these are my normal eyes. My normal
eyes. The eyes go where they need to go. That makes sense.
So much technology. So much technology.
It's amazing.
Oh, man. But anyway, yeah, again, this is, I woke up and I could barely get out of bed. And it's like, damn, I need to work out. I need to do something with my damn life because I've never felt this sore in a long time. Everything hurts. It's mostly my back and my thighs for sure. Cause a lot of bending over, a lot of like screwing stuff in, a lot of like, just a lot of this, dude. A lot of this, a lot of that. Be careful, chat. You don't want to throw out your back too young.
I know why they do it with the one instruction manual for multiple products and like, you know, different bags of the screws and nuts and bolts and all the stuff where it has like other ones that you don't actually need because it's like probably better for the environment and all that stuff. But there hasn't been a single time that I've built something that I haven't fucked something up because of that. Where it's like, I'm just looking at the pictures. I'm like, that looks close enough.
That's not the reason why. You know?
Damn. I mean, he's saying you're less of a fucking...
It's a reason, but that's not the reason.
Never said it was.
I was getting nervous. There's always that one screw. You know what I mean? The one fucking screw where you're like,
yeah,
it's not like, going in right. It's not. It's not. The hole's not aligned perfectly.
Always take your time. Like, don't push it hard.
No, I will say. But then sometimes you got to push it hard.
Loosen everything else. No. And then
I will say
that's the lesson.
They made it very, very simple where all of the screws and everything are in one strip of individual plastic things that are just kind of like. It's almost like a
this one first, then this one.
So yeah, and they're all numbered. They're all perfectly numbered.
Like a bandolier of screws.
It was very, very simple. Yeah.
That was awesome. Yeah, nailed it.
In terms of screwing things in, I had no issue with that. Everything was perfect. And I'm so happy that I no longer have a bump in the middle of my desk where the folding parts of my old folding table would kind of lift up the center. So if I had my mouse pad kind of hanging over that little center bump, this is a nightmare. I no longer have to have toilet paper underneath my keyboard to make sure it isn't. What's up?
What the hell does your desk look like before?
Should have gotten cardboard. I told you, man. You gotta use.
Well, so it's a foldable plastic table, Greg. So the weight on the other stuff would kind of just warp the plastic. You know,
I didn't realize that's what you were still working on. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So I had like a wad of like a paper towel underneath one of my monitor risers, underneath my keyboard, just so that they wouldn't be all wobbly and stuff. And I was still clicking that. So can you imagine now?
Oh damn!
Think about that now. You know.
Yeah, you were able to overcome all that. Now, you know, now you're sitting pretty. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Are you gonna get one of those
standing
big,
pretty,
like mats? You know, the thick floor mats that are really nice to walk on.
I already have a pretty nice carpet, Kevin.
Yeah, so probably not. You need an extra like.
You ever put your little toesies in the carpet and kind of?
I do. Yeah, I like feeling around there, Tim. But one thing I might do is I have half-inch soundproof foam things that I might put underneath the carpet to add the extra padding.
Cushion.
To add the extra padding. But I do like that I'm just kind of like, I'm on the open now, you know? Like,
yeah.
You still on the
Energy's
ball?
Energy's up.
What's up, Kev?
You still on the ball right now?
Oh, the balance board. Yeah, not a ball.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, we're balance boarding it for sure.
I'm so never I had a not bruise on the top of my foot, and I don't understand how it could have happened.
Kick something.
You dropped something on your foot. That's, you held something heavy with your options. Foot.
Yeah, maybe. I just, I, you know, I can't. Gia think, bit doesn't really your foot. Hurt. She got a small mouth. I got a big foot.
Okay. Okay. Is the bruise big?
Yeah, it's pretty damn big. It's like kind of the whole top of
show
my
me,
foot.
Take, show me. Take. Show me. Show me. Show me.
Don't it, show too much. Remember the perverts out there.
Okay.
Are you maybe?
I'm just gonna tease you a little bit with it.
Ugh,
you can also. You can send up. Me a photo of it.
Put
I
a knife
see it.
In
this
there.
Is like.
I
it just looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah,
yeah,
it looks like you. It looks like your white skin was just held.
It's just. Are you
well,
about
this is
vein?
Gonna be too hard for me. No, it's not a vein.
The way you made it seem, I thought it was gonna be
yeah, like a big
like
purple
frostbite.
No. Yeah, I thought it was gonna be huge. Like, yeah, it looks like you got the zombie apocalypse.
Tim, take a picture of it. Send it to assets.
It's too dark. There's too much. It's not. Yeah. Okay. I'll take a picture.
Thank you. Thank you. We need that. That's helpful. Well, when I think of bowling alleys, I think of the time I was there on a date back in the day, Andy, and we walked into bowling and I was like, it was a summertime date. And I looked at the TV like mid bowling and I left the girl and I left the bowling to walk into the bar to look at the TV because it was when ECW was invading Raw. Like they had been there forever and it was after they had purchased and they all showed up in ECW shirts. And I was like, are you kidding me? The one time I fucking don't watch live, I'm going to have to do this. So I ended the date and I went home and then I had taped it on a VCR and I watched it there. Back when you had a program. Remember this, Nick, when you had a program times on VCRs and like start and stop and all that shit?
It never was. I don't think I ever got that to work correctly.
What?
Oh, I did. I got good at
it. I don't think it was the VHS player's fault. I think it was absolutely my just inability to understand how that worked.
Well, it's not only that, but it's also setting the clock on old cars was always a pain.
Sure.
I love doing that.
Like there was no chance that I think 90% of the cars I've driven in or I've been in as a child have either been an hour ahead or an hour behind.
Yeah.
You know, like it's always exactly. off because of daylight savings time or it's just been blinking midnight for the past 4 months.
It just never got that.
Yeah.
Mine was always off by like 10 minutes because I was like, I don't want to have, I'm too fucking lazy to like beep, 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 go all the way up to like nine and then go, but you know, and I was like, I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, right now mine's an hour off in my car and it sucks. Like, my car is the only thing that doesn't auto update. My car has other auto updates. Like when there's new firmware and shit, it just gets beamed to it. And all of a sudden I have it. But like for some reason, it won't do the clock. And the problem what's up, Kev?
Doesn't your car just have a plus and minus button right underneath the time? Like,
but
the
problem with it is the car, to be able to change the settings of the time, it needs to be like fully like turned off essentially. And you need to like turn it off, park, then turn it on again and not drive at all yet. And it's just such a weird like system of things you have to do before changing the time that I'm like, I don't care. It's not worth it to me. I know what time it is.
How
do
they
feel it?
Sure,
look at the sun.
Sure.
How do they beam it, Tim?
I don't know.
Lasers.
No idea.
That's,
but there's like,
I don't like that. That's like an invasion of privacy. I don't want things being beamed to me without me knowing.
Well, I have it set to auto.
Shit's beamed to you all the time without you knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's me allowing the things to be beamed at me.
Andy,
I allowed it.
It's
you allowed it.
Lasers.
Is it really like? Is it a satellite type laser?
No, I just thought it'd be funny.
Satellite type laser.
It's fun to say.
Yeah, it really is. No, it's crazy.
Trust me.
It probably has like some sort of mobile chip on there. You know, like what do they call it? What's the old bandwidth? Oh, we got 4G. It's like 3G or whatever.
FM.
Yeah. It's got 3G.
Qualcomm.
Squeezed in there. Qualcomm.
Yeah, the old FM telephone.
Oracle.
or they're piggybacking it on like whatever the subscription is you don't have, but it can still push that update, right?
I feel like they've gotten rid of that for most cars, right? Like OnStar?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Like you don't see that anymore.
Oh my God, OnStar. Holy
shit.
OnStar,
we're here.
How
the car's filling
with
water, help!
Oh, you don't have a subscription, sorry.
Oh, sorry, sir, we can't help you.
You can activate this trial right now if you want. It's going to roll over into a real subscription.
I was always so scared of hitting the OnStar button in my dad's car, but I always wanted to do it. Do you know, like it was one of those... It's like pulling the fire alarm type thing.
It's similar. Have you ever had the great feeling of getting into an elevator and somebody starts talking through the call box?
No. Because
you didn't hit it, but somebody before you did. And so now you're scot-free and you get to talk to somebody through the elevator. I've had it happen a couple times. It's pretty great.
You're like, what's it like where you're at?
Where are you?
What's it like in your, where are you?
Can you see me? Glenn's Ellen Ditch Boy would get excited about that. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, these are like once in a lifetime opportunities. All right. Maybe
Glenn's
twice.
Ellen. Glenn's Ellen.
Yeah. He's, I got there. I got there. I'm trying. But like, it's so funny that you get it. Like, I can imagine you walking in being like, oh, fuck.
Oh,
yes.
This is amazing.
Like, yeah, I didn't press this button, but how are you doing today?
Yeah, exactly. I need to know what's happening over there. I want to know what it's like. And are you at a call center? Are you in the area? You know what I mean? What happens next? If I need help, who are you calling? Are you calling Otis? Or are you calling the cops?
Answer?
No, I didn't. I was with Porty or whatever. I was just like, all right, see you. No, it wasn't me. Because there's that initial thing of you don't want to get in trouble. Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, for me, it's always that knee-jerk honesty that I'm cursed with. It's like when I was at Enchanted Castle back in the day as a kid. I walked over to one of those. Yeah, I put the token in on the thing with the sliding shelf, you know, where you roll the token and then it knocks more. It could hopefully knock more tokens down there.
Oh my gosh!
It didn't. I didn't win. And then I moved to the side, and one of them just wigged out and started spitting out ticket after ticket after ticket after ticket. And I sat there as a kid, just like mystified, like, oh my god, all these free tickets. And then this guy walked over who worked there, saw me freaking out. He's like, did you do this? And I was like, no. And all I had to do was say yes. And my life would be completely different. I'd have a plastic kazoo right now or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But instead I said no and I got shit for it.
Yeah.
Now see, that's bullshit, right? Because that guy should have been cool and been like, oh, thank you for being honest. None of this shit has any value at all anyway. Just take the tickets. Take the tickets and enjoy your childhood while it lasts. Because eventually you're going to have to earn real fucking money and it's going to suck. Everything costs too much and then COVID hits and you can't fucking go outside. So take the kazoo, do what you want with it, enjoy it.
Now, you could have had a kazoo. You could have had cool eraser toppers. You could have had Smarties
jumping
candies.
Jumping frogs. An
you
army of jumping frogs.
You would have been living large. Oh, yeah, the frog jump. A yo-yo, shitty yo-yo that weren't the good yo-yos. Like I told the story one time, but this kid at school was selling yo-yos and he got like shut
yo-yos
down.
That weren't the good yo-yos.
Yo Mega.
Yeah, well, those are the ones that were like at Peter Piper
exactly,
Pizza and Chuck E. Cheese.
Exactly,
yeah, but like
about.
They weren't the butterfly ones. They weren't the good brand with the cool gears inside. Yeah. Oh my god, they don't even get me started. I used to be all about the yo-yos as a kid, dude. Going to the bowling alley at Rockin' Bowl, just showing off by yo-yo. Oh my god.
Flicking the string.
Yeah.
Then you're like, let's go skate and drink some pickle juice. You were out there. You're having it happen.
Oh my god.
I think back fondly on when we went to Arizona for the meet and greet, and we went to Peter Piper, and we all played a bunch of games, and we just gave our tickets to some kid. That was nice. That was a nice throwback. You know what I mean? It's also crazy when you go to those things how small they are. Because Enchanted Castle, I remember being so goddamn big, and I'm sure it's not that big. You know, it's bigger than it was when I was a kid, obviously. They expanded. Oh, but, like, being a little kid running around, you're a small person, everything's small for you, or it's really big for you, it's crazy.
The Peter Piper was great for two reasons. Actually, three reasons. One, it was the precursor, I think, to the Walmart trip. Wasn't that the... Or was
that's
that,
right.
That
that's
was,
right.
That was before. They had a great little bar next to it. But the Peter Piper was always amazing because it's one of those places where I don't... It's just not... possible to not order too much pizza when you go to a Peter Piper. You go in and you're like, who wants what? Everyone wants pepperoni. One person wants, Kevin wants pineapple, less pineapple, great. And then you look and there's like 400, there's so many tables of pizza in front of you. And if I'd have known that the room we were going to stay in was going to be so fucking cold, I would have brought some of that pizza with me to wrap myself up with.
It was
so cold back there.
It was so ridiculously cold, dude. Oh, I miss Peter Piper, dude. I can't wait to go back.
That was a fun trip.
When I get the shot, I'm going back to Texas for like 3 years. I hope y'all are prepared for that.
Damn.
Fine. We'll go with you.
Three, 5 years, 10 years. Around there.
Three, five, 10 years. Wow. If that was your plan, you could have gone back during the COVID.
Although I think Peter Piper, which is owned by the same people that own Chuck E. Cheese, has gone, they declared bankruptcy.
So you're saying we should pick it up?
But it wasn't the bad bankruptcy, right?
Greg's Piper.
I declare bankruptcy.
That's not how it works. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been your Kind of Funny podcast, the first of the week. Thank you for joining us. Of course, there's more to the show. If you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, you get the post show we're about to do, where Andy's going to do some balance board challenges and Tim's going to do a handstand. If you don't want to come over, though, I understand. Maybe you can consider going to patreon.com/kindoffunny to be part of the show. Get your questions read, be watching live, just like Chance is, just like James is, just like Mike is, just like Madeline is. Even though, Nick, I am going to need your choice, motivational speech or guilt trip. Madeline Stanley showed up late today.
Motivational speech. It's beginning of the week. I can't do the guilt trip. Let's be positive.
Go for it.
Oh, I'm going to do it?
Yeah, you're doing this to get us out of here, yeah?
Coach pants pull up for the motivational. Yeah. Listen, it's halftime. Halftime. Okay? Madeline, we're down by 10. And in this league, that's a death sentence. That's a death sentence, Madeline. But we can do it. Andy's not afraid. Andy's not worried about it. I'm freaking out. I'm yelling obscenities at my wall. My wife's in the next room. She goes in the other room because she doesn't want to hear me anymore. But we can do this. Okay?
Why are you talking about a child?
We're going to go into the post-show. This is why my coach.
I can see it. Madeline's sitting bench. She's on the bench in the locker room, and Nick's getting down, and he's talking from. Yeah, I understand. I'm right there.
We're gonna need you to show up on time next time, okay? And we're gonna win this game. Ready? Go team on three.
Break.
1, 2, 3.
Break. Go team.
Go team.
Go team. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, we got a post show to do on Patreon.com/kindoffunny. But it's been our pleasure to serve you.